Right. Shall we get this on the go before my connection starts saying fuck you?
Yeah.
Right, bear with me, I've got to crunch my sweet. That's better. Did you hear me crunching that away?
Yeah, I could hear you.
Keep that on the start up bit.
Having four Street Fighters, the same bloody game. I do not care. I'm not buying it four times. Goodbye.
Welcome to another episode of the RMI Fusion Cast. This is episode 9, and my name's Matt. Today I'm joined by...
Hi, my name's Tony.
Hello, Tony, you alright?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm hoping my internet connection is going to behave itself, because it's been awfully fussy of lately, hasn't it?
Yeah, you still haven't got that sorted out.
It's a long story, I told the others about it, and let's put it this way, if somebody in Virgin Media should get sacked. Let's put it that way, for what I learned. But we won't go into that one. We're not here to talk about complaints and shit like that. We're here to talk about games, especially one game in particular.
Yeah, that's right. Well, actually, it's I suppose technically it's two, ain't it? But it's just basically the same game. Anyway, what have you been up to this fortnight since last time?
Nothing much, really. We'd want to put an announcement through for this one. We're planning a major overhaul on the site. So, yep, we are going to be in the backgrounds creating a new site. We're still going to be covering games for all you wonderful people out there. But we'll be also moving into other areas, including films, particularly horror films for you, Malk.
Yeah.
Yep, and we're all big anime fans, so we will be including that too. And we'll also be going into some other areas as well. It's just basically on the lines is, I think between all of us, we kind of decided we're not winning as a gaming site because there are opinions. There's just too many zombies out there that's just not listening. Would you agree, mate?
Yeah, I think the main thing we did wrong is say a certain overrated franchise.
Shh. That we shall not mention that here. But yeah, so we'll be covering new topics once the new site is up and running. And we're going to make the site our own. We were too busy doing a gaming site, but we weren't doing everything we enjoyed. So sooner or later, we'll be covering all subjects we enjoy between all of us. So it's going to be our site. And then again, if by January we decide that it's not doing well, at least we can't say we didn't try, hey mate.
No, that's right, yeah. Mm. Yeah, that's right.
Other than that, I finished Catherine on the PS3. That's a wonderful little puzzle game.
And can't say I've heard of that.
It's not. It was a very, very quiet release game. Only people, basically anime fans, would have heard about it because of the very strong anime tone that was used in it. But it's a very complex puzzle game along with a pretty decent storyline. I don't want to ruin it for people because it's fun to play and will frustrate the hell out of you. So if you don't like puzzle games, I'll say avoid. Plus, also, if you've got a bonus, at this time of speaking, if you've got a PSN Plus account, you can get it for free.
Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah, here's something, actually, I know we don't usually do this during the show, but here's something I want you to see that compares a game of that certain franchise that I like to the massively overrated one that isn't coming out, that's running on, apparently, next-gen hardware.
Yeah.
I think I might have showed you this picture before my internet fucked up last time I was on.
Yeah, I know where this is going.
Now, my mate, who's a massive fan of that series, even said that one looks complete. You can tell that's fake. Whereas the one on a certain game I like does look actually more like a real fucking person.
Very, very true, yes.
See with the nose and the ears...
Yeah, we'll run some spoilers on this one. Yes, they were bragging off at how realistic a Call of Duty Ghosts is. But if anybody's played Crysis 3 on the PC, we'll realise that they're still way behind the time.
Yeah, it does. It literally looks, well, it looks shit, don't it? You can tell that's not a real person.
Oh, yeah, it's true. It's hard to, but... Mm. So for people using the next generation who are thinking that Call of Duty Ghosts is more advanced than others, guess what? There's better games in this generation.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Talking of Xbox, mate, they dropped the DRM thing, didn't they?
Yeah, that's right. I heard it was rumoured, and then literally it was confirmed the next day.
Yes, I think Microsoft must have sat there and said, you know, so I think we better listen to the people. So they did. They dropped the DRM and they dropped the always online connection because of the whole side of people don't want it and they were ganked over it.
That's right. And now they're saying, oh, we won't be able to offer as much services as what we originally were now that we've dropped this and, you know, having your console on basically like a curfew.
Yes.
Yeah. Clock in. You don't have to do that every day now. You only have to register it as soon as you get it, which is fine, really.
It's true. I think after E3, Sony put them on the ropes.
Exactly, yeah. And it boosts Nintendo sales as well, apparently.
Yep, that's exactly the main. But the other side is the machine is still way too expensive. And the fact you had the other guy that basically said to all the people who don't have HDMI TVs, oh, we've got a solution for you. It's called an Xbox 360. Yeah. I know if I didn't have a HD TV, I would be walking over and buying a PS4, not an Xbox 360.
Don't it work on a HD telly, then?
What, the
Xbox One?
Only HD. There's no composite connector.
Oh, I never knew that.
There's no composite connector. You can't attach it to an SD TV.
Not everyone does have HD, believe it or not.
No, not everyone does. But for all those people who do want the next generation game consoles, Sony is your choice, because the PS4 had the old-fashioned composite video connectors.
Mm.
So, so if you want to show this immoral twat bag at Microsoft that believes that your next console choice because you don't have a HD TV is an Xbox 360, prove him wrong by going out and pre-ordering a PS4 just to annoy Microsoft that little bit more.
And the thing is as well, when they announced the price, the smug like corporate twat that were doing it, like it was something, oh, people will pay this, like it's nothing. It might not be any amount of money if you get the salary of fucking Bill Gates every month, but normal people can't just shell out money like that, you know what I mean? Without even having any, well, I suppose it gets free games with it, if you can call it that.
Yeah, that is a long side, if you could call it that. But what they were offering, Assassin's Creed 2 and Halo 3. Yeah, just about everybody who has an Xbox 360 has played those games and finished them.
I've got Assassin's Creed 2 on the PC, believe it or not. I've had it fucking ages.
Why haven't you played that? Seriously?
Because it's shit. I don't like Assassin's Creed. I played the first one, I didn't like it, and I've never installed it.
you need to give that a go, you really do. There was... I'm just trying to find something on the Xbox website, which made me laugh really, really hard. Now, this was one of the things when they were explaining about... what you can and what you can't do with the with the Xbox. Oh, I can't find it. But basically, what they basically said on the site was one of the upsides with your Xbox One family account is you can let all your friends and guests play the game when they come over. Why is that a bullet point?
Can't they do that on any console anyway?
Yeah, you could do. You've been able to do that on any console since the start of consoles.
Yeah, exactly. That's stupid.
Oh, it was quite amusing. It was the fact that I saw Angry Joe actually pointed that out, and he was on the in between of laughing his bollocks off during the process as well. So it just shows how invalid the whole thing is. Right, we finished ratting on at Microsoft, haven't we?
Yeah.
Right, Malk, announce the game.
Well, today we're going to be looking at Street Fighter 4 and Super Street Fighter 4.
Nice. Well, let's face facts. We, over podcast, we've practically covered every Street Fighter game so far, haven't we?
Yeah, pretty much on the one we did with all the retro ones.
Yeah, so we got to a point where we covered everything up to Street Fighter 3 and the various crossover games. Yeah, it was a few years in the running, and eventually Capcom decided, you know what, we're going to give people Street Fighter 4. And all I can say is, God bless them for it. To me, as an opening comment, they came back and showed is like, yes, they are the reason why they set the bar for fighting games. Because they take their time to do the balancing, they show their dedication to the game, and they just know how to create a really, really good one-on-one fighter.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I was, it's not very often that I get excited about getting a game. And when Street Fighter 4 was originally coming out, you know, I watched videos of the arcade version and different videos of it on YouTube, you know, before it was released on, at the time I had a PlayStation 3. And I actually booked the next day off work and went there at midnight and got it from Asda for the PlayStation 3. And it did get number one in Asda's charts. It didn't get number one in the UK charts anywhere else, but Asda seemed to fucking sell out of it.
Yeah, well, I think that probably just down to the fact that a lot of midnight gamers weren't going to hang around game. They wanted it cheaper, and they went to Asda, so they...
Exactly. And see, I was saying that to my mate at the time. I don't know why people do buy games from a dedicated game store like Game when it's cheaper to get it from a supermarket.
Exactly.
That's open at midnight, because Game have midnight openings for Call of Duty and crap like that, and sometimes FIFA, but they don't give a shit about Street Fighter games.
No, it is a very popular game. If you do have a look about, it's very hard to get hold of a second-hand copy of certain fighting games that were Capcom bought out. It's like you try to get hold of a second-hand copy of Capcom vs. SNK2 on the PS2. It's nigh on impossible inside a shop.
Yeah.
Even in the second-hand department. And usually what they do, they usually just flog it so cheap, it's in and out. It's gone. Yeah, because I think I paid about £3.50 for my copy of that game. But either which way, Street Fighter 4, they decided to come out. Let's start off about their choice on how they did the graphics. I think they made a very good choice using nice big 3D graphics, but keeping it on a 2D fighting plane. Because I think if you were able to move in and out, and various other things, it will make things like fireballs and that lot just completely irrelevant on the side.
But, yeah, that's right, and... the graphics are they sort of like look like they're cel shaded, sort of.
Yeah, they do. So they've got a cartoony style look to them, if you want to be honest. They do look cartoonified, but it's for the first time really, because they're actually using proper physics. You can really see the size of the characters, especially when you look at like the Zangief. He's huge.
Yeah,
he is absolutely massive. And I'm like, wow, is he really that big? And also, they use the 3D wisely, so when they only goes proper 3D when you actually connect with one of your Ultra moves, just to make it look really, really good.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, they could have gone this, that, and other, but they stuck to tradition, which is what I always see Street Fighter was all about. It's very traditional. They don't like changing the mold too often. Where they change the mold is in your super bars and various stuff like that. But other than that, they can't.
The way you did the throws as well is different, because it used to be like either a hard or a fierce punch or kick, and you press towards the opponent or away from them, and you do a throw like that. And now we're pressing the two buttons at the same time to do it.
Yeah, I found even with the original Street Fighters that the throws were extremely overpowered, especially in the first Street Fighter 2. But the throw that Bison did was insanely overpowered. So yeah, and they also, if you actually do a throw at the same time they grab you, you can actually kick out of it. So it just adds that extra degree of skill to the whole sort of thing. People just can't throw you cheaply and get cheap hits in. So if you're on the ball, you can actually get out of there very nicely. The fighting is pretty much just plain old Street Fighter. Like I say, the only main difference was their super bar thing that moved into the bottom. They seem to have kept the EX style attacks from Street Fighter 3, where you can then use two buttons to burn off one part of your super bar.
Yeah, that's right. But they got rid of that ridiculously useless parry system thing that I always found never worked half the time.
It's a...
See, a lot of people were like annoyed about that, but I wasn't, because I found it completely useless. And when I played like online on Street Fighter 3, not very often, I think I played with Andy, and he was like, "Oh wow, you're really good at parrying," and I was like, "Oh, I've done that totally by accident every single time."
The genuine thing with the parrying system for Street Fighter 3, it was difficult to master, but if you could do it, then you were nigh on unstoppable.
I think the main reason that was popular is down to one video on YouTube where this guy's like really losing, and then he manages to do the parry loads and loads of times and actually wins in the end.
Yeah,
I can't remember which one it is. It's some tournament thing or something.
Yeah, he actually parries off all 17 hits of Chun-Li's rapid attack, super move.
And I
was like, what the fuck? Now, that requires some amazing skill. But, like I say, it didn't transition into Street Fighter 4. The upside to it is, you've got the four parts of the bar which you could use DX attacks for, which do come in handy, because I've noticed both when me and you fight, we both use DEXs quite often.
Yeah.
And that one. So, and then you've also got the Ultra Bar, the big daddy... the Big Daddy revenge move, so if you lose him really badly, if you can hit with this one, then yes, you'll basically get level yourself back off again. And the good thing is they empty it after every round, so so no one can get an immediate advantage. So that was a new addition. I found it was a welcome addition as well, because it gives people who are getting beaten badly, if they can connect with their move, they can score, they can level the playing field again.
Yeah, and you've got that other thing as well, which is... I don't know what that's actually called, where you press the two hard attacks together, and you do that sort of, like, counter thing. Even though I got it, like, back in the day for the PlayStation 3, obviously my PlayStation 3 died, and then I got it later on the... In fact, I've still got it. I managed to get the Collector's Edition with this... It's a massive boxed one with a Ryu and Crimson Viper figure in it.
Mm.
I managed to get that, like, for about £6. On the 360.
Bloody hell.
That's what I'm holding in my hand now. Because bizarrely, collector's editions usually are worth less than just the regular edition. I don't know why.
It's
got a different picture on it and everything on the case for it.
It's dependent on the game, really, so.
And it
comes
with the manga movie thing, anime. What's it called? Street Fighter 4, The Ties That Bind.
Oh.
Now, I've never actually watched it. Since I've had it on this, I've actually seen it already, and it is completely senseless bollocks. It makes no fucking sense whatsoever.
It's true, you know. But mind you, that's always something Capcom's never been too keen about, was explaining the story. But just get back to the special movie.
Oh, it's a focus attack, that's what it's called.
Yes, because if you can hit him with it, it will stun him out for a few seconds, allowing you to get some more free hits.
That's with both medium punch and medium kick. So
yeah.
It weren't the two hard ones, I got that wrong.
Yeah. Basically, if you can hit somebody with it, it's going to leave them open to a free blast attack. But if you miss, then you're going to be open. So it's a 50-50 thing. If you could do it right, then fair enough, we'll play to you. You'll get some extra hits in, which they can't defend. But if you miss, hey, guess what? Don't expect a fireball straight in your ass for doing it. And that one. So, yeah, so they created a whole entire new system for that one. Which they do every time. And I do reckon it's the best one to date, when it comes down to it. And it also allows back, because the original Street Fighter 3, you can only have one super move. And again, with this one, when you've got the upgraded version, you can have a choice of one or two super moves. But we'll get to the upgrade in a moment. But fighting with it, yeah, it's pretty good. And, of course, let's talk about the roster of characters.
Right. It's got quite a few original ones. It's got Ryu and Ken,
mm-hmm.
Chun-Li, E-Honda, Blanka, Zangief, Guile, Dalsim, Balrog and Vega, right, Sagat, M. Bison, and then it goes on to the newer characters, Crimson Viper,
mm-hmm.
She's sort of like a secret agent, then you've got Rufus, who's apparently an American version of Dan. He's sort of an arrogant, overweight arsehole, like, basically. Then it's got Al Forte.
Al Forte.
He's sort of basically, like, reminds me of Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, I'll agree with that
sort
one.
Of Hispanic wrestler bloke. He's pretty good, actually. And then it's got one that I hate the most, Abel.
Mm.
He's sort of like this Well, there's not much known about his background, actually. He's sort of a French fighter who's trying to find out about his past.
Yeah.
Because he's lost all his memories, and he is the most irritating character on the game. Literally, he is the one, because, I mean, you've heard me play it when we've been on Steam talking at night, and me beating, which I know I'm going to sound really arrogant, but beating the computer characters on double perfects on the hardest difficulty, if I get to that bastard, I reckon he's sometimes, you know, harder than the final boss on it, because he can literally throw you out of your super move as it's coming. You know that move Akuma does?
Yeah.
Where he goes towards them, he sort of like walks forward towards them and then grabs them. He's literally grabbed me out of that last fucking second and threw me, the bastard. And I'm just like, when you play it like that and the computer cheats that badly, I'm just like, bullshit.
Yeah, we
get really angry with it.
Well, let's go over the new competitors. Abel, yes, he is a cheaper thing, but he's a grappler fighter, but he's not a Zangief-style grappler fighter. He's a lot more mobile.
Yeah, it's good how he can just literally throw you out of any move, and that's what I find really irritating about.
Mm. But then again, with a skilled player, he's a very good character. Rufus, I'm of mixed feelings with Rufus. I like the character itself, being an arrogant butthead. Honestly, he just wants to show Ken Masters who's boss, but I just don't like his moveset. It irritates. El Fuerte, again, like I say, he looks like Rey Mysterio, but I don't particularly like his moveset either. Yes, he could do a lot of damage, and it's another wrestler character, but I don't like him. Cruiser Viper is a bag of tricks. She could do everything. She's a good choice for first-type players if you don't want to play as the old spellmates that are in the game. So I think their presentation was well done. And I don't think they're exactly bad characters. Like when they did Super Street Fighter 2 with, and then they introduced Cammy, DJ, Fei Long, and T-Hawk. And my opinion was T-Hawk was useless, Fei Long was cheap as hell, DJ was just absolutely useless, and Cammy was probably about the only decent one on there. So yeah, they fought a bit harder, and they're definitely a lot better than some of the Street Fighter 3 characters that they created.
Oh, without a doubt, I think that was the weak thing really about Street Fighter 3.
Mm.
Most of the new characters were shite. Oh, we forgot the main boss of it this time.
Oh, yes.
It's a guy called Seth.
Seth.
He's sort of, to be fair, I think that's one of the weak things about it. Because this sort of character is in so many other fighting games. You know, he's like kind of like Jarrell from Virtua Fighter. Or he's like I don't know what the guy's name is, the final boss on World Heroes.
Yeah,
a very generic sort of fighter that does all sorts of moves from other fighters, and even looks very similar to those. You know, he's sort of like, how can I explain it?
He's a pansy.
He does cheat as that as well. He's quite a bastard for cheating. He's nowhere near as bad as the one on Street Fighter 3, that Gilly.
Oh, yeah. Gilly.
Worst one for it. But he does tend to cheat quite a lot.
It's very, very true, and yet again, he's another boss fighter that fights in his underwear, technically.
Yeah, because he's basically a bold, big, bold bloke that's, you know, either blue-coloured or
whatever colour he chooses.
But yeah, he does even look like, you know, one of them sort of fighters that's been in, like, loads of games before. I do think he is actually the worst thing about the you know, Street Fighter 4.
It's true. It just makes you want for the dignity of M. Bison back, put it that way.
Yeah, or even the cat.
Yeah, true.
Still, he's probably still better than Gil, who looks gay when he comes on in his shorts at the start.
Oh, yeah. How can you take this guy seriously? But on its first release, it done really well in the arcades, and it was a runaway success, definitely good for Capcom. And then they decided to do their old trick again and release Super Street Fighter 4. Oh, we knew that was coming. The general side to it was, it was just mainline an upgrade over the original ones, but they also brought in some more characters as well.
Yeah, that's cool.
Added some more previous ones, like Guy and Cody were brought in, and there was various others, but also introduced, well, two more new characters. One being Juri, the psychotic taekwondo masochist. Yeah, she's a bit weird.
Oh, actually, we forgot about the other characters on Street Fighter 4 that you actually unlock. There's quite a few of them, like Dan. Mm-hmm.
Rose is on there.
Rose, Sakura.
Yep.
Oh, what's his name? Gen.
Yep, he's also on there.
Oh, is he? There's quite a few, actually, that you unlock.
They were
Dan.
Yeah, DJ and that lot all came back in the next edition upgrade. But like I say, Juri and Hakan were the new characters that were decided. And to give you the truth, firstly, I like those guys. I like both of them. Juri's a very fast fighter and can use a lot of hit-and-run tactics. Hakan is a weirdo, but he's very, very fun. Especially when you do the move where you basically grab hold of them and squeeze them so hard they shoot across the screen.
Yeah, because he's sort of like an oil sort of wrestler.
Yeah, he's a Turkish oil wrestler. That's the best way to describe it. So, yeah, so it was two worthwhile additions. And then they did their usual side to balancing the game out, in essence, for that. So, yeah, so that was...
And adding the bonus stages as well.
Yeah, they put the...
Which was missing off Street Fighter 4, because apparently, with all the other Street Fighter games, in Japan, they had the option, you know, on the arcade version on the dip switches, to turn the bonus stage off. And all arcade operators were just turning it off. So that's why Capcom never bothered to include it on normal Street Fighter 4. Because I think it worked in a way, like, you know, on a sort of business sort of approach, that people are playing, like, 30 seconds of the game and not putting any money in, you know, guaranteed, because they're just on the bonus stage. So arcade operators weren't happy about that, so they just used to turn it off totally.
Yeah. Well, the emulator that runs some Street Fighter 4, you can always check and look for that. So that
I'm pretty sure that's right, actually. I'm sure I read that. Because they were going to include it with a console one, and they just ran out of time. That's why they did it on Super instead.
Yeah, exactly. And actually, Capcom played very smartly with the release of Super by not releasing it at full price.
Exactly, yeah, because certain people are not happy about how many Street Fighter games they release.
I mean, four Street Fighters are the same bloody game. I do not care. I'm not buying it four times. Goodbye.
Yeah, exactly. Because back in the days on the Mega Drive and the Super Nintendo, people were paying full whack for them every time. But no, Capcom was smart because of everything else that was going on. They released it at a cheaper price, which was good, because that means people could trade in their old copy and get discount off it, and then get the new one for less than £20.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So that was a big win for the Street Fighter fans, and they were disappointed. And then a little bit further on, they released one further DLC for the 2012 edition, the arcade one. Now, they did actually release an arcade edition board, but they said, you know what, it's going to be taking the mickey if we release another version of the game. So they did it as a DLC upgrade.
Which, yeah, that's right. Which, if you had the PC version, it was just the arcade edition as standard, weren't it, with Super?
You didn't
get the normal Super edition, it just got the arcade edition. Mm. Which was good in a way, but it did take longer to come out than, obviously, the console parts of it.
It's true, but we got it in the end, so that's all.
Yeah, exactly. That's the reason why I bought a 360, believe it or not.
Oh, no. Yeah. You
got that. And Splatterhouse.
Well, either way, they released the Super Edition and the Arcade Edition. That also put in Yun and Yang from Street Fighter 3.
Yeah, I've never actually had them.
No, I don't. They must be the characters that are sitting on my character set screen that are gathering dust. In fact, they're probably drowned in dust by now. Their icons have disappeared. But it also put back in Evil Ryu, who we haven't seen since Street Fighter Alpha 3.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. And who's that other guy?
And Oni as well, which is the What If character. And that What If being... what if Akuma actually did go completely psycho and use this power? And basically you end up with Akuma with something that looks like someone set his hair on fire, but it's blue. But it looks absolutely awesome. He looks fantastic. So I do like what they did there with that kind of what if situation, because let's face it, if you look on the previous versions of the game, when they did that powerful version of Akuma, they always called him Shin Akuma. It's like, you don't look any different from your previous edition, except you've got white hair.
Yeah, that's right. Or unless it was on Marvel versus Street Fighter, where it's a Cyber Akuma.
Yeah, but he was just a cheap shit boss.
He was probably one of the hardest ones, wasn't it, actually?
Yeah, he was. Apocalypse was easy compared to him.
Oh, yeah.
But, no, so they decided, let's not do the cheap thing with Shin Akuma. Let's actually give him a completely new design. And I have to say, Oni's design looks badass. It really, really does, so. It was a good all-round roster for everything. I don't think there's actually a whole entire character in the whole entire of the game that I don't like. Can you fit, with the exception of DJ, because nobody likes DJ.
I'm not that much for, what's his name? Ryu and Ken's teacher.
Oh, Goken.
Yeah, I don't really like him that much. He's all right, but in fact, he's on Street Fighter 4 as well.
Yeah.
One of the last ones you actually... Is he the last one you unlock? Or is he, no, Akuma's the last one you unlock.
Mm.
If you play the normal edition of Street Fighter 4. But yeah, I don't like him that much, really. And then you've got... what's his name? That English boxer. I don't like him neither. My brother always has it. Dudley. I don't like Dudley.
I didn't like
him on Street Fighter 3 neither.
No, I've always liked Dudley because I've always had a grudge against Balrog.
Oh, I like Balrog.
Yeah, exactly. But because Dudley's doesn't have a charge move set, it makes him a completely different play. And also because his uppercut is basically like a dragon punch, and he's got a lot of duck and sway moves. So some people turn around and say he's just a Balrog clone. No, he's not just a Balrog clone. He's actually a lot better than Balrog in certain aspects. He is more manoeuvrable than Balrog. But it does give you two boxer characters that is remarkably different.
Yeah.
So, and that's a good thing. It's nothing which Capcom looked into. So, yeah, so Super Street Fighter 4, like I say, and especially the arcade edition, do you reckon it's still worth the money now? Because I do.
I do, because that is one of the games that I'm probably my favourite franchise out of anything Street Fighter.
Oh, we know.
Definitely. I've played pretty much every fighting game. I haven't got all of them, obviously. I don't have King of the Fighters or any crap like that. But I love Street Fighter. Yeah, I think, I'd definitely, if they brought another update out for it, I'd buy it. Because I was one of the sad bastards that paid full price for it on the Super NES, and the Turbo, and the Super.
I was a young child, I never had the money for it, so I got away with it.
Well, they went for stupid money. On import, Street Fighter 2 Turbo was going for like £150 on the Super Nintendo, and I was debating at the time, because I think that's when I first started working, I was about 16 or 17, and I was debating at the time, is it worth me paying it, which I'm glad I didn't. I think I paid still, too much, £65 for the American version.
Yeah.
That needed a different converter, because it crashed, because they got caught onto people doing that with the imports, and the bastards at Nintendo put this chip in it, it'd make it so it wouldn't work unless it was running on an NTSC console, and after about 10 seconds it had just come up, this game is not designed for a PAL console, so you had to buy another converter that overwrit that, basically.
Yeah, it was just mainly updates, so Capcom and their ways of trying to
think that was more Nintendo, actually.
Could be.
And then Sega did the same thing themselves with a Mega Drive, with the later Genesis games would not play on a PAL Mega Drive console.
Yeah, it's only a few of them. It's actually not many, but...
I've only actually seen one, and my mate got me to buy it in the 90s, and it is actually one of the ones that is worse on the Mega Drive, believe it or not. Usually, Neo Geo ones are better, but Art of Fighting, you put that in the UK,
and
this is designed for an NTSC console, and just won't play.
You wouldn't want to play that game anyway,
no,
put it that way.
Usually, as I say, the SNK ones do fare better on the Mega Drive, but Art of Fighting definitely doesn't.
No, definitely not on that one. So, yeah, so Street Fighter 4, going back on track, it's still worth the money now. And there's also an emulator which actually has got it up and running because it runs the Taito X2 hardware, and apparently it runs it pretty well, doesn't it?
In fact, I've even tried emulating it, even though I do actually own the originals, just, out of curiosity. And I've never got the emulator to actually... Well, I've got it to work, but I can't actually get the controls to work on it. And because,
It's in Spanish, isn't it?
GI, GUI, or whatever you call it, is, in Spanish or... No, is it in Spanish?
Yeah, it's Spanish.
Yeah, I can't speak Spanish and I can't read it. Well, I can read it, but it makes no sense. I can't configure it myself, but I'm sure if someone does speak Spanish, they probably could.
I guess what? I know how to do it.
Do you?
Yeah, well, I'll talk to Andy afterwards.
saying that though, Andy can speak Spanish, can't he?
I know. Yeah, sure. Send him something in Spanish and see what he gets back.
Yeah.
Let's have a quick look over two other games that came out for this generation from Capcom and just give quick opinions on it as well. Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Shit. I got it when it came out, and then they released the better version of it for full price, which I think they took the piss for that.
Mm.
And I didn't bother getting a better one because I didn't think it was anywhere near as good. Hasn't got as many buttons as Street Fighter. You can set it so you can just basically do simplify the special moves, which I don't like.
Mm.
And I just don't think it plays nowhere near as good. I know it runs on the same game engine or one that's very similar to Street Fighter 4, but I just don't think it's anywhere near as good.
Yeah, I don't mind Marvel vs. Capcom 3. I do because I've played both versions and the up-to-date version is better.
Yeah, the first one isn't very good at all. I've never played the up-to-date one.
Yeah, the up-to-date one, they basically addressed a lot of balance issues, so the Hulk can't just smash anyone into the ground anymore. But it did add 12 extra characters into it, so you can't really complain at that.
I think the highlight of that probably is having Mike Hagger.
Yeah,
in
true.
Final fight.
True.
And the bloke out of Ghosts and Goblins, he's pretty good as well.
Oh.
And when he gets hit, he even runs around in his underpants as well, like he does on the old one.
Yeah, well, my personal favourite, with the updated one, they put Phoenix Wright in as well, and he's one of my favourite all-time Capcom characters going, so... And to see him in a situation like that, he's a lawyer, he's an attorney, and now he's busy fighting off against Iron Man. Hmm.
Is Strider in the newer one?
Yes.
Ah, right, see, because I do like Strider, but Strider technically ain't a Capcom character, is he?
No, he's an old manga. But yes, Strider is in the second edition. Now Malk is tempted.
The other thing I don't like about it doesn't have Ken in it.
No, it doesn't. But
it never has on the Dreamcast one either, which pissed me off.
No, it wasn't until Marvel vs. Capcom 2. But then again, they didn't exactly want to get the game bogged down with characters like Ryu, Ken, and all that lot. So that they wanted to keep it random and get many different Capcom characters in there. But the one thing I do like. When it did come to Marvel vs. Capcom 2, yes, the majority of them were Street Fighter characters. There wasn't all that many of their franchise characters that were in it. But what they did with Marvel vs. Capcom 3, they put more of their franchise characters in it, which was a good thing because you got several Resident Evil characters. They even put the Nemesis in the in the Ultimate Edition. The Nemesis is in it.
I didn't know that. I know Chris is in the normal one, I think. I'm pretty sure.
Chris is in the normal one, Jill was in there, and you've got a DLC, and you've got Wesker. And then the Nemesis was put in the Ultimate version. You've got Amoretsu from Okami, the dog. From Mega Man, they actually went with Zero instead of Mega Man, thank God for that. of course, Dante from Devil May Cry. I think Trish is in there as well. But they looked over a few more of their franchises a bit more this time. So they had a bit more variety in it.
Yeah.
And they didn't bring back any of the ones from Marvel vs. Capcom 2 that were unique, which to me is a blessing. Plus they got one of the characters from one of the Bionic Commando games as well. But I can't remember what his name was. Was it Spencer or something like that?
Yeah, Nathan Spencer.
Yeah.
I always think of Frank Spencer. He's like that if you buy a new one. When you fucking miss a jump. That is rubbish. That's got to be one of the worst games I think I've played on the Xbox.
If you can find the Ultimate version going cheap, I'd say pick it up and have a look at it. Because of all the additional stuff. And like I say, they have balanced out things. But the other side to it is Galactus is still a cheap bastard. And that's the same. Plus also on the Marvel side, you've actually got Ghost Rider as well now.
Yeah.
So that is cool. Being able to be Ghost Rider. And going on. And the other one they released, Street Fighter Cross Tekken.
Oh, no, I've got that. I did have it on the 360, and I got rid of the 360 one because someone actually bought me the one on Steam. Mm. So I've got it on the PC, and yeah, I think that's pretty good.
I think it was all right. I don't think it was as good as what they was going to be. Didn't quite hit the acclaim as what Street Fighter 4 did, though. It was a very brave project.
Yeah, I think what it really missed on, mainly, is it's more like Street Fighter Tekken. It's not really like Tekken at all.
No, it's not. The Tekken characters don't have special moves. They still fight like their Tekken counterparts. They don't have fireballs or anything else like that. But But it doesn't. But I've also found that doesn't put them at a disadvantage against characters like Ryu and Ken and that lot, because they do have moves which allow them to slide past.
Yeah, because I've actually played it online with my little brother, and because you can have like 4-on-4 fights, or you can have it one player like fights two people, but obviously it's a tag sort of thing. And I played it myself, just me versus my little brother and one of his mates. And I lost when I had Ryu and Ken, believe it or not. And then I actually absolutely hammered them. They didn't even beat me around when I had Paul Phoenix and Marshall Law.
Yeah.
Which I wouldn't think I'd win with them, but I did.
Yeah. But I think it was a great, idea. It was done well. It wasn't a bad game. It was done well.
But it's done a lot better than what Namco's managed to do with
with their version.
Next Street Fighter. They've done fuck all.
They've done nothing.
Dressed Ryu in Paul Phoenix's gi, and that's all they've done pretty much.
Yeah, that's about it. So I don't think that game's coming out personally.
No, I don't. I think they'll. Just saying that though. I mean, in all fairness to Namco, they do take a hell of a long time with their games, and going on to a different fighting franchise. Tekken Tag Tournament 2. That was like 4 or 5 years in development, something like that. Maybe not that long, I don't know. It seemed like longer.
Have you noticed that element plays in Street Fighter Cross Tekken with the tagging?
Yeah, it does. Yeah,
so that's one part which Namco brought to the table and included in that game. So they got word in with it as well, so that's not a bad thing. Just going on a final note now. I reckon the game's worth it, but I wouldn't pay full price for it.
No, well, I got it for free, but the person who got it for me got it in, because Steam do, which is a good thing about Steam, actually. I know I was slating them earlier, but they do, like, ridiculous sales where they'll sell some mega cheap, and they were doing that for, like, £10.
Yeah, exactly.
It's definitely worth that, definitely.
Yeah, and there's probably still some people playing it online, so you won't be sure.
I've never found anyone playing it online when I've tried playing it online.
Console version there might be.
Console version there always is, believe it or not. I don't know why the PC one don't do as well, because they still play Super Street Fighter 4.
Yeah, I always find a Super Street Fighter 4.
Yeah.
Oh, well. One of those things you just can't help. Okay, so I think that's us done for this fortnight.
Yeah, I'd like to say thanks to, you know, everyone that's listening. Will, Andrew, Brian.
Kieran.
Yeah. I knew I'd get it fucking wrong. I can never remember. It's a name that I don't actually know anyone called Kieran. My brother's got a mate called Byron. I can never remember. I always call him Byro. And he's actually one of my friends, his girlfriend's brother. His name's... Oh, what's his fucking name? He's got a really strange name as well. And I always, it's sort of like a running joke, always call him something different every time he comes round, because I can never remember his fucking name.
And you're forgetting someone, aren't you?
And Jenny, yeah, of course. But no, I weren't forgetting Jenny.
Yeah, you'd be wise not to. But so big thanks to everybody who's listening in. Like I say, we are planning changes to our site, but if you still want to come check our game related stuff out, please hop along to www.rmifusion.com and sign up.
And hopefully we'll have some live streaming of Street Fighter 4, which I keep trying to get you bastards to do, but you're busy playing that abomination that's called
Borderlands
2. What a bag of wank that is. I honestly think that has got to be, if it was contender for the most boring game of the year, I'd definitely get it.
But did you watch our Terra Morpheus victory video though?
No.
I watched
the other one when you lost to him. I did watch that actually.
Yeah, but the next one we actually beat him, so We're now trying out some of the other Invincible characters, and we tried Pyro Pete the Invincible and got absolutely hammered, so.
I even watched, what was it? Well done. What's that other game I don't like, but I'll try playing it now, you know.
Team Fortress.
Yeah, and I thought that did look pretty good, actually.
Oh, well, we'll have to sit around. Yeah, like I said, we will try and get a nice streaming night for Street Fighter for you, mate, so.
I really wish someone else would get Crisis 2, you know, because you can play that co-op, two-player.
Well, I think that's...
In the actual game.
I think that's on Steam, so we might as well wait for Steam.
One runs on Dogshit Origin.
I ain't buying nothing.
No, I think you can sign it still into Steam anyway, can't you?
Yeah, no, it's true. I'll give one extra goodie for tonight, which is something which slipped under my radar. The Namco have also released a little site called Tekken Revolution. Basically, it's a cut-down version of Tekken, Tekken, basically, where it just gives you a set amount of characters, and you can play the game twice a day, and then your coins recharge, and so on and so forth. And then you can actually use points to increase the stats on your characters.
Oh, right. I haven't seen that.
No, it's only one problem. It was only released on the PS3.
Oh, right. See, I think that's, in a way, a bit stupid that Namco sort of sold out and done it for, like, Microsoft as well.
Mm.
Whereas originally they didn't, did they? Most of the games were just PlayStation exclusives with all the Tekkens, all the Time Crisises, you know, and the Ridge Racers originally, and then they sold out and started doing them for Microsoft and Nintendo as well.
It's true, but they seem to redeem themselves because, like I say, because Tekken Revolution is PS3 only. You check out the PSN store, you will find it there. So it's free to play, but you can only play a couple of times every few hours, and you just earn the points and then just upgrade your characters. Good fun little thing to play. All right, I think that's us done.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everyone.
Right, no.
Fuck, I forgot what I was going to say. I was going to say there's more videos coming soon, but I'm not recording a video, am I?
Well, of course there's more videos coming soon. We're still making videos, people.
Yeah, actually, I am working on some videos at the minute, but...
Oh, very true. Okay then, right, so it's goodbye from me?
Yeah, and it's bye from me as well. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Right, so 3, 2, 1, go.
Well, you want me to host it?
Actually, yeah, you could do it.
What number is it? 8?
No, 9.
9?
Yeah.
Okay. All
right. Right, restarting. Right, you do the countdown.
Three, two, one. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the RMI Fusion Cast. My name's Malk.
And today
I'm joined by... Oh, you fucked it up. I'll start that again.
I've all the time.
I'll go quiet after I've said my name, and then you can. No, after I've said, and today I'm joined by, then you can say.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, Will does it perfect. Will's probably the best one to record with, actually.
I know.
He's really. Hardly any fuck up trying to do it with him.
Give a second while baby stops crying. He's got a pair of lungs on him, yes. Can't be feeding time, they only fed him a short time ago. Oh, he's got stomach ache at the moment.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing Riley to the podcast. Oh, dearie me. Right. It's okay, we're almost done anyway, sir.
Yeah. That's alright.
Right.
I'm not in that rush anyway.
That's okay.
Can edit it out. Obviously, babies do cry and that's what they do.
Yeah, exactly. You can actually put that in the outtake section, sir. Yeah. okay, right. Karen, yeah.
I'll just hang up and then I'll call you back, mate.
Yep, just check the recording.